I'm originally from Ethiopia. My parents are from two different countries, Eritrea and Ethiopia. They used to be one country, but they split at some point. And that's partly the reason for why we became refugees. And I've been in Philly for 5 years. I mean, a lot of refugees move to other countries because they're not able to live in the country that they would like to live in. And most of the time, coming to the US is not a was not a choice. Actually, we almost went to the Australia in 2008, and something happened, and we didn't, we ended up not going, but we ended up in the US, and it's not a choice. It's something that you have to do. So, yeah, being a refugee is not a choice. It's not because I wanted to be a refugee. It's something the circumstances forced us to be refugees. When we first came to the US, we landed in New York at JFK Airport, and I remember the smell of the food in the airport, and it's food that I've never experienced before. The next week, we enrolled in school, and it was very different from. So, we're refugees in Uganda, and we're used to discipline, like the teachers. If you did something wrong, they would use sticks. To discipline you, and we learn to respect teachers very much. When we came here, the students could insult the teacher, throw books around. The teacher couldn't do anything, and that was a big shock. We were like, why is he doing nothing? The students are disrespecting him like crazy. I miss nature. Here I live in a city, so I don't see much of nature, but in Uganda, we lived, the camp that we lived, it was very nice. Not many refugees say that. And actually, I read an article where it was ranked probably the best camp in the world, the best refugee camp in the world. It was very organized. People lived in communities. We went out for runs in the morning, and it was really nice, like isolated areas. There's no one, just nature. And we always played soccer and things like that. I miss the nature. Currently, I'm enrolled in school at Penn State, and I'm studying engineering. So I hope to work in the engineering field. One thing is that makes the U.S. different, in my opinion, is once you hold a U.S. visa, you can travel anywhere in the world without any hassle. Holding an Australian visa, for example, doesn't give you much power as holding an American visa. So that gives you a lot, opens a lot of doors to you. You're kind of the author of your own destiny. You have a lot of opportunity to become whatever you want. That's not something that you find in other countries, most other countries. And I like that about the US.